WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. And let's face it, we all feel that drag sometimes, right? That feeling like you're running on fumes, your motivation is MIA, and everything feels just a little blah. Yeah, burnout. It's the unwelcome guest at every successful person's party. But guess what? We don't have to let it crash the whole bash. Today we're diving into some seriously effective strategies for managing burnout because you deserve to feel vibrant and energized, not like a deflated balloon animal. Alright, let's get real. Burnout is sneaky. It doesn't hit you with a giant boom. It whispers its way in slowly, exhaustion that lingers, a sense of overwhelm that just won't quit, and suddenly your zest for life feels about as exciting as watching paint dry. Ever feel like that? You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than the line at Disneyland on a summer day? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. You are not powerless against burnout. You have options, strategies, and tools to reclaim your energy and find that inner spark again. Think of this as your personal toolkit for banishing those burnout blues. First things first. Recognize the signs. We're not talking about a typical tired Tuesday, we're talking about persistent feelings of exhaustion, cynicism, lack of accomplishment, and even physical symptoms like headaches or digestive issues. Listen to your body, folks. It's trying to tell you something. Next up, prioritize self-care. Now, this isn't just a spa day once in a while, although that's lovely. Self-care is about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul on a daily basis. Think things like getting enough sleep seriously, those 7 minutes, 8 hours are your friends. Eating nutritious food that fuels you, moving your body in ways that feel good, dancing counts. And carving out time for activities that truly bring you joy, whether it's reading, painting, or just chilling with a good cup of tea. Thirdly, learn to say no. It's a superpower, people. It's okay to decline requests that overload your schedule or drain your energy. Remember, saying yes to everything can lead to burnout faster than you can say overwhelmed. Practice setting boundaries and protect your time like it's gold, because it does. 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Spend time with loved ones who uplift you, join a community that shares your interests, or simply engage in meaningful conversations that nourish your soul. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. And finally, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, although that wouldn't be bad. It's simply about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, appreciating the small things, and finding moments of stillness amidst the chaos. Even taking a few deep breaths throughout the day can make a world of difference. Think about those times when you felt truly energized and alive. What were you doing? Who were you with? What fueled your passions? Remember those moments because they hold valuable clues to what brings you joy and vitality. Now imagine this. You're walking through a bustling park on a sunny afternoon. The birds are chirping, the trees are swaying gently in the breeze, and you feel a sense of calm wash over you. You take a deep breath, appreciating the fresh air filling your lungs, and a smile spreads across your face. This is what it feels like to be present, grounded, and revitalized. You're not fighting against burnout, you're actively cultivating a life of balance and well-being. So, remember these key takeaways. Be mindful of the signs, prioritize self-care like it's your most important appointment, say no with confidence, connect with those who uplift you, and practice mindfulness to find moments of stillness amidst the chaos. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you manage burnout? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic.com for daily doses of resilience and balance, because life is too short to feel burnt out. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.